You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky. I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Listen to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Gina. How are you?
Oh, this
and...
is going to be annoying.
Oh, can you hear yourself talking?
Right, well, I can hear myself talking, and it's got latency. There's a way to take it out, but I can't remember.
Oh, I don't... Mine's not that bad.
Right, yeah, because you're doing the recording. It's the person that you call is the one that hears this fucking latency.
Oh, okay. I hear your TV in the background.
Yeah.
So just to let everybody know that we are trying Skype and GarageBand to see how much of a difference is. Hopefully GarageBand will not crash. If it doesn't, then this is going to be the way we're going to keep doing this show when we're separated. So, how was your weekend, Gina? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, did you leave there for a minute?
Yes, I had to turn the volume down.
How was your weekend?
It was there.
It was there? Are you, your back still hurting?
Of course.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the doctor?
No, I think it's a bit too late right now. I mean, it's just right it out. Oh, man, this fucking latency is annoying.
How bad is it?
What?
The latency.
It's... pretty bad, because, I mean, you hear yourself afterwards, after your stop.
Oh, so it's like an echo, I guess?
Kind of. It's like when you say something, it pauses before it actually starts saying, so you got like a... you still hear it after you quit talking. So.
Okay, let me look at something real quick, because I know how to... If you go into... Oh, no. I can't. You can't do that because you're not in GarageBand. I forget that. Because I have mine minimum delay when playing instruments.
Yeah, I think that's what you said of that.
Anyway, we're totally having a geek moment while we're recording.
Yeah.
My iPod is broken. I can't listen to any podcast at work.
Aww.
I have to send it back. It gave me the sad face.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not happy. But I have Apple Care, so that'll get me a new one.
That's cool.
So I went to Gay Days, or I went to the Moon up in Orlando on Saturday, and I met a few people that I know from Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who I got to meet?
Who?
Lake Guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was there with his boyfriend, his boyfriend was there on business, but... you know, business in quotation marks.
Of course.
But they came out to the Moon. They're really nice guys. They're very Canadian. They're cute. Hmm. But, you know, Lake Guy. I don't want to say his real name because I don't know if he wants me to do that or not. He's itty bitty skinny.
Oh, really?
He's skinny like you.
Hmm.
Wow. But he was cute. He was really quiet. He didn't speak a lot because he said he felt out of place.
So, wow, I guess that's a different personality for him on his podcast then.
Yeah, well, you know, he only has one recording, right?
I know. It's like, hello, come on, when are you coming out with another one?
Well, you know, he's doing it with his co-host, Kate, mm-hmm. and she lives like 45 minutes away from him.
Okay, and...
so
they have computers, right?
Yeah, I don't know how
they have internet. Hello.
That's what we're totally doing.
Jesus Christ.
So that's not an excuse, Lake Guy. You need to get your new episode out.
And be boring just like the rest of us fuckers out here.
Right.
Well, not necessarily speaking as boring because I haven't decided yet. But there is this new podcast I looked at called Ox Populi, Populi or something like that. So I listened to this pilot. It's so I don't know if I like it yet or
and
not.
And how was it? I mean,
like, okay. He was just on our list. You know, people who subscribe to you, subscribe to this podcast also.
So, like, someone that subscribes to our podcast also subscribes to him. Is that how it works?
If I understand that correctly, yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's interesting. I was going to say something. Gina, I'm totally having, like, old people's syndrome or something, because I cannot remember a damn thing that I want to say. Like, I'll have it in my head, and as soon as I think of it and want to say it, it just leaves.
Yeah, you're getting old fart disease.
I know, and it's bad, and I'm only 29 years old.
That's really bad.
Yeah, because you're, like, how old are you? 38?
Yes.
So, oh my god, you're almost 10 years older than I am, and you have a better brain than I do.
I'm about scary, ain't it?
Maybe I need to smoke more pot or something.
Trying to get something to drink.
Oh, okay. You can still hear me?
I'm going to bring all my shit over here at one time. God. Okay.
Okay. What are you drinking, green tea?
No, Pepsi. Oh. I'm being bad.
You're being bad.
Yeah.
Oh, please. You weigh like 90 pounds.
No, but if people knew about me having like kidney problems and stuff, it's like,
that's what. Oh, I didn't know you were having kidney problems.
Because I want to. It's my body.
Do you think maybe that's why your back's hurting?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was trying to be butch. I'm not doing it.
Picking up a table?
I almost got me a possible date, but it didn't work out.
At the family reunion?
Well, kind of via the family reunion. One of my cousins knew somebody, so he tried to hook me up. And the bitch is going to say, well, I can tell them about you, but I don't know what you're going to do afterwards. It's like, I've been doing this for many years, so I can take over once you introduce.
This is like my permanent job.
Yes, you know, I'm full-time gay.
I know how to do my job.
Exactly. I got the handbook.
Right? Duh. I thought you were going to say that you were going to hook up with one of your cousins. I was like, that is so West Virginia.
China ain't that desperate. China is not that desperate. Oh, happy 666, people.
Oh, I know.
Happy Satan Day.
And you know what I wanted to... I wanted to see if you wanted to go see The Omen with me tonight.
Oh, that's right. It did come out tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess I'll see it this weekend.
Oh, happy Satan Day, people. So sweet. Yay, he got his own day.
You know Kyle, the listener that, or the guy that listens to us named Kyle?
I think I've seen the name on the comments.
Yeah, he wants to come down to Florida and see me, or see us.
Ooh.
I was like, all the way from Kentucky? Are you crazy? Of course, what's in Kentucky, other than Kyle?
I don't know.
The Derby, I guess, that's about it.
Other people?
Oh, Hazzard. That's where, like, the Dukes of Hazzard was supposed to be, right? Weren't they in Kentucky, or was that Georgia?
Hazzard County...
There's a Hazzard County in Kentucky.
I'm not sure if it was Kentucky or not. It was one of those incestual states.
Incestual states.
Yes.
That sounds kind of hot. Hey, have you heard Paris Hilton's
new song?
Well,
your family love is good, too.
I am from Virginia.
Oh.
Not West Virginia.
You almost.
I am close. I'm like 2 hours away, the border.
A little bit more left to the west than you would have been your own. You would have been kin to yourself.
Kin to myself. That's crazy.
I kind of feel that way myself sometimes. I'm so redneck, I'm kin to myself.
I was talking to a guy that online that lives, or that lived in Virginia. He was from a city called Withville. And that...
Whipville?
No, With. W-I-T-H-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Yeah, Whipville, they totally got their leather belts out and beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
That's hot.
at Whitfield, you can get spanked.
Spank me, daddy. Spank
me. Yeah, in public.
Ooh, and that's like, and that's like 30 minutes away from West Virginia, so if you say spank me, daddy, it could possibly happen.
That's true.
Ew.
You'd be gross. On a date and be like, spank me, daddy.
Oh, okay, not a date. That's great. That's hot.
And then I'll pleasure you.
Daddy, okay. Can I lick you?
Yeah.
Can I lick your monstrous balls and your dirty ass? Can you pee all over my face and make me the dirty boy that you call me?
Yes. Make me daddy's toilet.
Daddy's toilet.
Yes. Ew. You know, I actually saw a video one time of this guy that was pissing in this other guy's mouth, and it was just like, they were holding this fucker down, making him drink that shit.
Ugh.
Like, ew.
I don't do that kind. I mean, that's just too yellow for me.
No, that's just, ugh.
I have never done it, but if I were going to have to, like, pee on someone or someone pee on me, it would only be in the shower.
Of course.
I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm just saying if I was ever put in that situation.
Yes. And it's on my body, not on my face.
Oh, right.
don't
even think about saying drink my piss, because I will puke all over you.
I will drink your piss if you eat my shit.
After you pick the peanuts and the corn out of it.
Yes, you must separate them and eat them separately.
Mmm, that's great. Somebody has mail. Was that you?
Mm.
Oh, it must have been me. You know, I have to be on my laptop because my iMac is too far in the future to be able to handle all these programs.
Yes.
That sucks. Oh, well, it's a good thing I have it, I guess, then.
True.
So, how was hell doing?
Same old. Oh, Lord, let's see. You know the children that they always go on about, that say that they make most of the money for that company, that specific building?
Oh, the group?
Yes.
Right.
That has the initials are the same, and there's two of them. Like Coca-Cola, but it's...
Right, well, okay.
Well, they brought over the training, on-the-job training classes.
Uh-huh.
You know, the noisy fucking ones.
Right.
They brought those over.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. So now we're between those people and the freezer people.
The freezer people?
Yes.
What are the freezer people? Oh, the freezer people. Okay. Yes. I was like,
sucks talking in codes.
Yeah, right?
Jesus. Gotta leave that place so I can talk more open about it.
On the last podcast, did I cover up the names pretty good? Because I wasn't able to listen to it through my iPod, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were covered up.
Because I did not want to cut that out, because I was like, that shit's hard as hell to try to cut out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a couple things to talk about today.
Well, here's something. What's up with the downloads?
Oh, they dropped.
I'm saying. It's
what the hell is that about?
Have people finally realized that we are really that boring or something, or what?
You know what? I think because we've been trying to test this out, that we have hit a bump. Because we were trying to figure out what program works. And I have to admit, the audio is kind of shitty. But not shitty enough for people to stop downloading, do you?
Exactly.
So we think that everyone that listens to us needs to go back to some other people and tell them, hey, listen, you know what? Their audio is not as bad as it used to be because they're using a new program. Go out and try their new, you know, their new show and see what it sounds like. Because I did notice
that. Don't make
us
talk about necrophilia, fuckers.
I know. Because I totally saw a movie on that, and it was totally gross, and I will talk about it.
Because we will go there.
Yes, we will. I mean, we already talked about...
if they don't bring the numbers up, we're going to talk about necrophilia. It's a challenge, people.
But what if then our downloads go up and then people expect us to talk about necrophilia all the time?
No. Well, that's what I'm saying.
No.
The numbers need to go up. If they don't go up, then we're going to go... We're going to talk about necrophilia.
I totally did not mean to make Kathy mad on the last episode. I was like about to cry. I seriously was. I was like, because then I went back and listened to it. I was like, I totally said that our show is bullshit when she's on it. But I didn't mean it like that. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yes, she was upset.
Did she calm down? I mean, after we talked, was she all right?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Just have to give it some time.
Well, hopefully if she's listening to this show, she'll comment on the website and tell us if she's really mad or not. But it's going to be even better now because we can actually call her through Skype at her house and we can do it all together.
Yes, because you, just, you know.
You can make multiple phone calls.
Get her signed up.
That's true.
You know how hard it's hard for some people just to, not saying her, but there's other people out there that they don't want to get into the technology.
That's true.
She's getting into it.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, has she sent you a picture yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting for it.
Have you printed out her diploma yet?
No, that's not yet. I ain't doing that until she sends it.
Right? I wouldn't even waste the paper until she sends it.
All right, come on.
You
got to do your test.
It seems like, I don't know, I thought Kathy would be more hip to the game. I guess, you know, she's busy, she said, so maybe she doesn't have time to look at everything.
She's got more stuff than I would want to go on. I mean, like 3 schools and like her business. She's trying to start up now. It's like,
girl, oh, I didn't know she was starting to try. Oh, I think she was going to tell me on the last episode, but she didn't, you know. I guess maybe she didn't want everybody to know or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's working on getting a one of those, I guess they call them e-commerce. I'm not sure, but it's she'll have a store online where people can order stuff.
Is that stuff to sell like the stuff that she's been interested in lately?
If I understand it correctly, she can pretty much sell what she wants on there.
Uh huh.
But I think she's gonna start off with like. I think she wants to do like the herb thing.
Oh, okay, like jewelry or something, or like
different herbs and spices.
Oh, okay, what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? Oh no, we talked about it before the podcast.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to get. We have to get a picture of Ryan, Misty, you, and myself all together. Mm-hmm. Next time. So maybe on Saturday, yes. If they want to record, then we can do that. But I may be having a guest, but maybe that person will want to be on the show too. So I don't know.
Cool. Well, we could always like take 2 pictures and just merge them together.
Like everyone else does?
I know, right?
I do have Photoshop. I just don't know how to use it.
Actually, Photoshop's a pretty good program. I played around with it.
Oh, really? Do you have it?
I have the PC version of it.
Oh, well, you know, I have the Mac version.
Cool.
Maybe I'll have to share that with you.
Better.
Huh?
I said that would be even better because I have seen it on the Mac.
It's nice.
Awesome. It is fucking awesome.
So
it doesn't come with iLife, does it?
Huh?
Does that come with iLife?
Does what? The
iPhoto. iPhotoshop.
Oh no, it's not iPhotoshop, it's just regular Photoshop.
Okay, so it's not part of the iLife.
No, it's not. Okay. I got that from a friend, so.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm totally not keeping this in like order of what I want to talk about because I'm going back to the bar on Saturday again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were so many people there because, you know, it was gay days, right?
And where was that at?
At the Moon, the Full Moon Saloon.
Oh, over in Orlando. Orlando.
Right. Orlando?
Yes, Orlando.
Well, you know, we're stuck between Orlando and Trampa.
I know, right?
Oh, we're the Dick, right? Yes. Remember?
I don't know. Between the Dick, the two gay balls.
And we're the big gay dick.
I know.
That's great.
Lakeland doesn't want to recognize that yet, but...
They will one day. When me and you, like, took over the city and we all turn everybody into homosexuals.
Yes. Gay Lakeland.
Yeah. Gayland.
Yes. Gayland.
And we're totally going to do a presidential election, and we're totally fixing it.
Yes. Yes. You can vote whoever the fuck you want, but it's going to be our decision.
We're going to do it Adolf Hitler style.
The real American way.
Right, just like the president.
Yes. American Idol and all the other ones.
Right.
It's a, go ahead, vote, please, please, please vote. But, you know.
Please vote, decision. But it doesn't matter because you're still not going to win.
Exactly. Especially if we don't want you to.
And if you vote for the wrong person, you are totally sucking 500 men's cocks.
That's right.
And you will
nasty
not,
ones, too.
And you will not get any chapstick.
No.
What'd you say, and what, too?
Nasty ones, too.
Ooh, yeah, like the ones that are, like, oozy and green, and they look like they're about to fall off.
That's right.
That's hot.
The unclean, uncircumcised.
Oh, with all that cheese in there?
Yes.
Mm, all that.
And they have to swallow, too.
Ugh! That is totally... And it has to be all the way on the back of their throat.
That's right.
Or no, it has to be on the tip of their tongue so they have to taste it.
Yes, and they have to chew on it, too.
Yeah.
Get the flavor all around in their mouth.
Squeeze everything they're out of. In there.
That's right. None of this just pop into your mouth and swallow.
Right.
You gotta savor the
and flavor. Then after they're done with that, they're gonna totally like, oh my god, Gina.
Some rectum salad?
I need someone here for me to stop saying like and totally. I say it too much.
Like
I know, right?
Or one of those shot collars.
I have one of those in my nightstand. Oh, whoops.
You say like a...
You'll hear me go, ay. Or on, what's her name on the movie My Fair Lady? Have you ever seen that?
My Fair Lady?
Yeah, when they're trying to teach her English. And she keeps going, ay. And when they do it, they shock the hell out of her. It's great.
Oh, that's great.
But what I was saying is that after they suck 500 cocks, then they're going to have to eat out 500 lice-infested pussies.
Yeah.
And not just lice-infested, but they're going to have, like...
Yeast infections
and, like, genital warts all over them that are busting out.
On their period.
Oh, yes! No, they have come off their period 5 days ago, and they haven't washed yet.
Yeah. All fucking nasty.
So not only are they getting protein, but they're also getting the smell of fish.
That's right. Rank nasty fish.
And of course, we'd only do that to the straight people that didn't vote for us. If gay people didn't vote for us, we would just kill them.
That's right.
Because they're
motherfuckers.
Stupid. I actually went out on a date on Friday, and... I'm not going to go into details like right now about it because I don't know if I should talk about it or not. But I met a guy. It's very interesting because the guy that I went on a date with used to live in Virginia in the same town that I lived in.
Ooh, freaky.
And we had actually met up before when I lived in Virginia. And we didn't realize it until we started talking. We're like, oh yeah, I met you before.
Yeah, you sucked my dick before.
No, I don't remember any sex, so I don't think that happened. But we went
must
out to dinner
some
or something.
Huh? Must have been some good drugs. Oh. If you don't remember.
What is it called? GHB?
Yeah.
I totally woke up 3 days later and it sucked.
God, my ass was hurting too. You ever watch Queer as Folk?
Yeah, I watched it every now and then.
Did you ever see the episode when the guy was watching the porn and he was like, I think doing crank or something.
Uh-huh.
He was really getting into the porn, and when they showed the face of this guy that was getting his ass pounded, it was him.
Wait a minute, what?
Okay.
You mean Ted.
Yes.
Yeah, he was high on meth or something.
That's right, and he was getting his ass pounded.
And he woke up, and he was all fucked up, and then when he went looked on the TV, they were watching a porn, and like 25 guys were in a train on him.
That's right, and all of a sudden they showed his face, and he's like...
That's when he stopped doing it, right?
Yeah. It was like immediate, kill that buzz, never want to touch that shit again.
Right. I was like, oh, that's sad. I mean, if you're that... If that shit fucks you up so much that you can't know what you're doing,
right?
It's how is that worth it? I mean, what do you get out of it? You know?
I know, right?
It's sad because Polk County is like the meth capital of the world. People are blowing up their trailers and shit trying to make it.
I know.
I mean, it's just
fucking crazy.
I hate it. I don't get that stuff. I mean. You know, I'm, like, down with, like, pot. That's cool and everything. You know, but anything after that is kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I smoke pot. I don't do it anymore, but back in my old, younger days. what are you laughing about, Gina?
In my younger days.
In my younger days.
What, 50? Are you feeling that old?
Yes. Damn. I'm telling you, there's something wrong.
Go ahead and get the
Depends. Huh?
It's like, go ahead and get the Depends out.
I have a case of them. I went to Sam's and got them the other day. And it was really great because I've always wanted to piss in my pants. And what I did was I put a Depends on.
Uh-huh.
And I just pissed all over myself.
It was just liberating. What?
Oh, it was. It was like all over my balls. It was great.
Yeah. Did you get diaper rash afterward?
No, because this guy that is totally into big babies came over and put Densitine on my chest. And then he put a bonnet on me and gave me a bottle.
Yay. But that stuff stinks, though. That
Densitine? Yeah. I'm totally kidding, everyone. That did not happen. Because you know there's someone out there that would believe it.
I know, right? I'm into babies too. Will you come be a baby for me?
And you know, it would. I guarantee you, like, if someone believed it, it would probably show up on someone else's podcast.
Right?
It'd probably be on the Distorted View. Oh my god. There are people that like that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
One thing I like about Deuce Bigelow. The European Gigolo.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, that's... He did a baby part. Because this German, big, huge, German, tall German woman wanted a baby. An adult baby.
Did I go to... Not this past weekend, but the weekend before last, I went to Fort Lauderdale, right? I think so. But James, American Bad Bear, he showed me a movie called A Dirty Shame by John Waters. That movie is funny as hell.
A Dirty Shame. I'm trying to think if I saw that one.
It has Selma Blair in it, and Johnny Knoxville, and who else does it have in it? Tracy Ullman.
Oh, yes. What's the name? Has that huge fucking rack.
Yeah, that's Selma Blair.
Yes.
Isn't that movie funny as hell? And the sheriff of the town likes to be a baby.
Yes. That's an awesome movie. You ever seen his movie called Pink Flamingo?
No.
Ugh.
Is it funny, too?
It's actually kind of disgusting.
Oh, really?
You know who Divine is, right?
Right.
It's got her in it, and she supposedly she has a son, and then she winds up giving him head.
What?
And then and then he goes and rolls on his back and starts talking with his asshole. They start, I think, playing music or something, and his ass contracts and opens, and it's like,
ew. I have to see that.
Oh, it's then she goes into, I think on the same movie, she goes into a store. And grabs, like, meat and, like, stuffs up, you know, in her dress.
Uh-huh.
Like, ew.
Oh, there's a guy on, like, that movie, A Dirty Shame. You know the guy that's into dirt? You know, the guy that's like licking the dirt off of stuff and putting his fingers down in the meat.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I'm trying to think of which character that was.
He was like the janitor in the store.
Okay.
And he's like into dirt. That's his thing. Like he licks the ground and licks tires.
The dirty shame.
And then what was another one on there? Splashing. Where the people get off on like putting food all over their bodies on their private parts.
Okay. Yes, and eating it.
Yeah, that's totally gross.
It's just like, ooh, yeah. So they used to, I can't remember if it's Showtime or HBO, the Real Sex.
Uh-huh.
They showed that one time.
Oh, really?
People were like, yeah, they had these clubs where people got together and they like put food all over each other.
Oh, shut up. Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. Eat it off and they're like, have sex and then take a shower.
Look, I'm all about some like whipped cream and maybe some chocolate syrup or something.
Oh hell,
but don't be throwing a can of ravioli up on me.
Oh hell yeah! Oh hell, you want a can of ravioli, some
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, yeah.
How about some Italian wedding soup while you're at it?
I want some salad.
Tossed with ranch. Yeah. Butt ranch.
Mm-hmm. Give me some butt ranch. Salad shooter.
Salad shooter. We're at 31 minutes.
Yeah, I guess it's time to end the show then.
Huh? I guess it is.
Before it crashes.
Wow, you're on time. Actually, it only crashed once, and then I just hit record, and it went through. I mean, it is fine. So,
but you didn't lose anything?
Well, I lost like a few sentences, but it wasn't anything that I can't put together, you know?
Oh, cool.
So, okay, so I guess we're going to end the show. This is on Skype and GarageBand, like I said before, and we're going to test this out. We're going to post it. Hopefully it sounds wonderful. Huh?
So hope the hell it worked.
Well, I see the voice things going up and down, so I know it's working.
Okay, cool.
But I learned the hard way to wear my headphones and not take it out, because if you do, all you hear is...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the god damn it. Because I was playing around with it before I went to work today. Mm-hmm. And I was getting aggravated as hell. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to work. So I went to work all pissed off. But okay, we should probably end the show, because we always say we're going to end the show, and then like 10 minutes later we're still doing the show. So, would you like to start off and tell people what they should do, Gina?
Yeah, take your ass to the fucking website and check it out and download and listen to it and bring them fucking numbers up, bitches.
Right? God damn it. Do your fucking job.
Jesus Christ, we ain't doing this shit for the hell of it.
I know. We're not doing this for 30 people to download.
I know,
Are you kidding me?
Damn.
We're shit.
Just wish I had a dick to go along with it.
I know, right? Also, I want to remind everyone that they can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We really appreciate all your comments.
Yes.
And also, go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave a great comment for us.
Or a bad one. We don't fucking care. Fuck
yeah, just don't say we're boring, because that hurts my feelings. I try to play all tough and shit.
Small dick.
Huh?
It's like, no, tell him, make a comment and say, oh, you have a small dick.
Oh, God. That would hurt my feelings. Oh, gosh, what was I going to... Damn it, it happened again. I was going to say something important, but... Oh, I am going to include, I'm going to include on this episode at the end, Gay's Okay, his promotion that he did for us,
that we've
wanted to put on the last four episodes.
We're going to get it all for you.
And we also have two other ones from somebody else. I forget who they were, because I haven't looked at them.
Sorry.
Right?
We kind of, like, forgot about it.
It's horrible too, because here we are, like, send us stuff, and then they send it to us, and then we don't get the shit on.
We say we're going to do it. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it.
And we do say it on the episode. We're putting it at the end, and we never fucking do it. It cracks me up. Because I've never noticed it until after I listened to it on the iPod. Right. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot to add that shit on there again.
And let's see, what was it, like 2 or 3 episodes ago we said we're going to
get
the link for the Burger King special guy? It's still not fucking there. What, one fucking day we'll do it?
People? I know, right? You know what? We'll do it when we get people to download our fucking show again. Shit. We, like, dropped big time, China.
I know. They hate
it's
us.
Crazy.
Oh, well. Who fucking cares? Fuck them.
Okay. Well, now we're at 35 minutes. Okay. We're going to say goodnight. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll try to get more other ones on that are maybe a little bit funnier. But, you know... I thought this one was pretty fucking funny.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Fuck you, people.
Right. Okay, good night, everyone.
Yep. Fuck you, people.
Bye.
What are you going to do with your life? I'm going to rock and listen to SoundMonkeys.com. Hey, guys, give SoundMonkeys.com a check out. It's a new podcast. They're pretty cool, pretty funny. They'll help you on your drive to work. While you're supposed to be working at work or mowing the yard or whatnot, check them out. They're found on iTunes or foulmonkeys.com. It's Ricky and Jaina. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Jaina. Love you guys. You guys are great. Keep up the good work. I'm going to rock and listen to foulmonkeys.com.